From Hollywood, our land be bright. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King. Be Bright is presented by the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States and is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.
This is Bob Hope speaking from Hollywood. This program is about veterans in sport. Never in history did the peacetime games and athletic contests popular in America have such an opportunity to be seen and enjoyed elsewhere as in the Allied convalescent centers during World War II. In a very real sense, the spirit of each event was like an ambassador of goodwill in whose presence young Americans made lasting friendships. Language barriers and formalities were forgotten in the zest and spirit of competition. All the world admires an athlete. The fighting heart never dies. Though a bullet may still its beat for the moment, it finds larger expression in the pulse of a nation and exultation on the field of sport. Here at home, the veteran, whether physically handicapped or not, has found in our popular forms of recreation a renewed sense of well-being and one of the true rewards of peace.
We return you now to Washington, D.C., and the voice of the VFW.
And here in Washington, in your nation's capital, government, industry, all in the services and all civilians, turn out at one time or another for a national sports event. The Veterans of Foreign Wars is an organization composed of members who have distinguished themselves not alone on the battlefield, but on the various fields of regional, national, and international sport. From the snow-crowned Alps on the roof of the world to marbles at the knees of boys, the spirit of friendly rivalry is ever and everywhere keen and exciting to all participants, whether actually in the contest or yelling in the bleachers. In one of our cities not long ago, however, there was a game that stirred the hearts of everyone and was the envy, too, of many spectators. Let's imagine it's going on now. Now, one team is composed of players in wheelchairs, five wheelchairs, and the occupants are paraplegics. That means veterans of World War II who, having received spinal injuries, are paralyzed from the waist down. Their five opponents are entirely sound, but in deference to the first group, and to make the contest even, are in wheelchairs also. Thus, Mr., Mrs., and Miss America, you're about to hear reenacted such a basketball game as basketball never knew before. The five paraplegics, before the war, were all good players, sound of limb and strong of heart. Since the war, these men resolved not to be defeated through physical handicaps. So, wheelchairs have taken the place of legs. And there they are, rolling onto the court now. Let's listen to the coach as he gives them final instructions.
Men, you all know the rules of basketball as set down by the Amateur Athletic Union. Now stick to those rules. I don't want to see any kicking, gouging, or hair pulling. Besides that now. Besides that, there are a few serious things to think about. When wheelchairs collide, the game is either stopped and the referee takes the ball for another toss-up, or the ball is taken out of bounds and put into play again. You all understand?
Yeah, okay.
What if I get a flat tire?
There are no flat tires in this game. You'll all be on your toes. I mean, on good sound rubber. Now, if a wheel is knocked out of alignment so that the occupant is incapacitated through injury to his equipment, why, time will be called and a new chair put into the game and play resumed. Now, I don't want to see any fouling. No holding of chairs, no sideswiping an opponent or backing into one, or you'll be penalized. There'll be reasonable allowance for collisions on the turns, but watch your step. I mean, watch your steering. Now, men, roll out there and get in and fight, and may the better team win.
The teams roll onto the basketball court. The referee blows his whistle, and the game begins.
Men, did you see that? Right into the basket. Gosh, what a pitch.
Marvelous. Perfectly marvelous.
Pardon me, are you a physician?
Yes, and a surgeon.
Then I take it you're familiar with the condition afflicting these brave men.
I am indeed, and I'm very proud of them, too. Particularly the guard down there, the one who's playing guard. You see, friend, he happens to be a patient in my ward. And when he was first brought here to the Veterans Hospital on a stretcher, the fellow had lost heart completely. It took us quite a little time to get him to take interest in anything.
Well, will his condition improve?
Physically, no. His spinal cord is practically severed by a wound received in battle. In the previous wars, there could have been no hope. But mentally, my friend, in that chair sits a hero. Why, nothing, positively nothing, sir, could stop that boy. He has the spirit of a lion.
And so the game goes on. The halves last 20 minutes. It's exciting. It's a clean sport. It's American. In a recent issue of one of our great metropolitan dailies, the editor, feeling that compassion which is natural, wrote as follows.
The best years of the lives of the paraplegic World War veterans who played a game of basketball from their wheelchairs at St. Nicholas Arena Wednesday night are behind them. Those best years were the ones when they were younger and strong and active, before the ill fortune of war brought the wounds and injuries that now chain them for the years ahead to their wheelchairs.
To which editorial, though written with the best of intentions, a young paraplegic in Berkeley, California, replied,
speaking as a paraplegic of World War II, I think that editorial comment has obscured the vital issue which we as disabled persons face. Yes, our best years are behind us, but the point of emphasis is that they are our best years only in a physical, or, if you like, in a somatic sense. I like to think of best years not in physical terms, but in terms of accomplishment, of contribution to the human community. In this sense, the best years of our lives are not necessarily behind us. I am sure that most paraplegics and other disabled persons believe with me that the best years of our lives can lie ahead of us. And moreover, we are equally determined that they will lie ahead of us.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars, widely known for its sponsorship of athletic events from coast to coast and border to border, through the cooperation of its 10,000 post affiliations, sees in that reply one of the truest and finest expressions of American manhood. The best years of our lives are not behind us, says this paraplegic from his wheelchair. Instead, he says, the best years of our lives can lie ahead of us, and we are equally determined that they will lie ahead of us. We all want to remember those words, the words of a man who has taken nearly the worst beating that fate can offer and comes back fighting. We take you now to the armory, where the players themselves are talking things over. The game was fast. The paraplegics were up against good competition. Nothing wrong with them. They could use their legs the day before and the day after. But they weren't used to wheelchairs, that's all. And so, they lost.
Hey, Skinny, toss me that bar of soap, will you?
Here it comes. Or do you want me to wheel it over to you, Popeye?
Yeah, you guys just couldn't take it. You know, fella, what is the matter with your team?
What? Tell us.
You got too many legs, that's all. Yes, sir, you got to get used to wheels. If you want to go round with us, you've got to go round and round.
That's right.
Hey, well, I don't understand. Hey, we've been practicing basketball since the season began, tossing goals and stuff. Then you fellas come along riding herd in them chairs and beat the daylights out of us. I don't get it, huh?
Well, then listen, Mr. Loser. There's an old saying that it takes more than ability to win. Whatever that is, you see,
we've got it.
Oh, yeah, by the rules, of course, we had a sitting chair, same as you fellas. We weren't used to them. That was a double handicap.
But look, Jackson, we're handicapped too, don't you think?
Sure you are, and how? Well, we fellas didn't realize it'd make that much difference. Cheapers, instead of tossing goals, we toss the game.
Take practice, that's all. Yes, sirree. And it takes that little extra something that maybe you fellas haven't had to acquire to make up for what you haven't got. We paraplegics, you see, we're sort of a privileged class. We get lots of practice sitting in these here bucking Broncos. Yes, sir. Lots of practice.
I see what you mean, soldier. I see what you mean.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars is equally proud of all its sponsored sport groups throughout the country. The National Basketball Tournament, the National Bowling and Marble Tournaments, the World's Youth Baseball and Softball Tournaments, and for adults as well, the National Rifle Association meets, its many model aviation meets and contests. In behalf of these nationwide events, staged through the efforts of veterans for the benefit of all America, here is a report to the nation from Comrade Lawrence A. Buck Rogers, Director of the VFW Athletic and Recreation Division.
Sports and recreational activities have been instrumental in rehabilitating many disabled ex-servicemen. They've also helped the post-war readjustment of thousands of able-bodied veterans. The Veterans of Foreign Wars sponsors its many sports events because we believe they're the only way for veterans to take part in community activities. We know that to be strong, a nation must be healthy. And participation in sports helps ensure health. That's why we sponsor sports contests not only for members, but for the youth of America. Sports activity teaches our children the value of clean living, healthy activity, sportsmanship, and teamwork, all of which help build better citizens for tomorrow.
Thank you, Comrade Rogers, and long may the VFW wave. Many an American athlete has been under fire at the front. But no organization remains a greater champion for those very special men who, if handicapped now, are still champions to us, still revered, and never to be forgotten. Meanwhile, there is young America to think of, those who are coming up, growing up, in the ranks of boyhood, to become the regulars of citizenship and the winners of tomorrow. Their maturity is your defense. A love of sports is the sporting pride of every country under the sun. Rehabilitation under proper guidance means the spirit of America in action. The Veterans of Foreign Wars exists as an organization to guarantee that action for the veterans of America in behalf of civilian coordination and our stability as a nation. Long may our land be bright.
This is Bob Hope again in Hollywood. Be listening again next week for another program in this great Veterans of Foreign Wars radio series.
Bright is presented in the public interest by this station and hundreds of others from coast to coast and overseas in cooperation with the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Next week, and always, long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King.
This Veterans of Foreign Wars program was transcribed in Hollywood and Washington, and was produced by Robert J. Enders.